Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. You know, learn from that and show that you are learning from that. And I think that that would be a big step.
That's the problem. We don't know if we've got a decent to good student, because you have to look at the teacher last year, right? We had incompetence at the teaching position. And so you can't judge him off anything really last year when you had Eberflus and that mess, Waldron and all that mess. So anyway, Drew, we've held you too long. You're the best, brother. Appreciate you as always.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Yes, see you.
Bye. Is Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Yeah, man. I'm excited to see some of those Ben Johnson concepts in action.
Fake fumble.
That was epic.
They're wondering if we're going to.
Was it like the botch snap? Is that what it is? Like, what's the fumble itself?
Yeah, where the quarterback acts, you know, he acts like he's fumbled and the running back like picks it up or something like that.
Oh,
isn't that what Goff and them did?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I want to tell you Gibbs or something did.
That's what it is. He trips.
But let's get to some competence before we're putting in the trick plays. Because I think Detroit had turned it around, become a dominant team before it's incorporating the trick plays.
Yeah.
You know, Bears fans want a fake fumble play. Let's win first.
No, let's be honest. Like, Jared Goff tripping over his own feet is much more believable than Caleb Williams.
Kind of so was.
He's going to have to
Caleb's just running
find
backwards.
Something else.
Yeah. Caleb would have to be running backwards to pass it off as real.
Right.
Because that's all he did last year.
Exactly.
New line, though. New hope. Everything. All NFL teams have reported. We're here.
Bro, we're so here. We're so back.
My boy, we got to talk about Justin Fields. Got hurt today.
I saw that.
I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, we're going to be just fine, man. So everybody just relax and have a great day.
Pulling for him.
All right. Anyway, thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. All right, we have a lot more to come. Anthony Saint's going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John on Turn FM ESPN. You need a checking account that makes managing your money easy. At Leaders Credit Union, that's exactly what they do. They offer checking accounts with no monthly fees, no minimum balances, and convenient mobile and online banking. So whether it's earning generous interest with Champion Rewards or you're enjoying a simple account with Champion Free Checking, they've got you covered. Experience the ease and flexibility of a Leaders Checking account. Discover your financial champion for life. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to open yours today. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by NCUA. All right, every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. Yeah, so we talked about at the beginning of the show, Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. That's sort of the news of the day on this particular sports calendar, July 24th edition. Clearwater, Florida, authorities responded to a call on Thursday morning about a cardiac arrest. Hulk Hogan was pronounced dead at the hospital. WWE posted a note on X saying it was saddened to learn the WWE Hall of Famer has died. One of pop culture's most recognizable figures, Hogan helped WWE achieve global recognition in the 1980s. WWE extends its condolences to Hogan's family, friends, and fans. Now, I didn't know this, but he apparently had been struggling with health issues in recent years, including a problematic back injury from his wrestling days, which makes sense. He had not wrestled since 2012, but he had been in the news recently as a founder of the new Real American Freestyle Wrestling promotion, owner of a New York City bar across from Madison Square Garden. So he was still involved, I think, in some ways. Of course, you know, when I think about Hulk Hogan, I think about a couple of things. I think about Andre the Giant. I'm talking about the wrestler here. I think about Andre the Giant. I think about when he left the WWF and went to WCW and became Hollywood Hogan. I mean, that to me, I got to say, NWO, New World Order, like that. I loved that. I love this idea of this, great American hero basically turning into a degenerate, a rebel, a rebellion on his own. You know, for whatever reason, he and Vince had a falling out. And then he goes to WCW and became the heel. And quite honestly, maybe some of his best work. You know, I'm more of a heel guy. I prefer the great heel to the great face. I think it's a lot harder to be a great heel than it is to be a great face, my view. I feel the same way about The Rock. The Rock was at his best when he was, like, pulling out that guitar. He was making fun of the city he was in. I thought that was Rock at his best. Hogan went to WCW, and they beat the WWF in ratings for 83 straight weeks in 1996. I mean, that's what you hear about the Monday Night Wars, right? They have documentaries and stuff, and Hogan leaving WWF and going to going from WWF to WCW, that was a big reason why. So WWE Hall of Famer, obviously we talked about what would wrestling be, you know, without Hulk Hogan. It's hard to know. He was the American crossover. He was what everybody, rallied around in that time. And, you know, yeah, there's no Rock. There's no Cena. Because Cena is doing the same thing now. He's doing the movie thing, you know? I mean, and that's it. Like, John Cena basically is Hulk Hogan in 2025. Like, he does the thing. He wears the colored shirts. He wears the wristbands. And all the kids love him and all that stuff. And his hair is falling out. That he did get a transplant. Ultimately, John Cena did. But he's that guy now. So, the first American babyface was Hulk Hogan. We talked about his off-the-ring life, which was, you know, in many ways reprehensible. He did apologize. He did attempt to atone for that. And it's really up to the listener to decide, do they forgive him for that? But in terms of his impact on professional wrestling, you know, you'd know him as Thunderlips.
He tried to wrestle Rocky. It was supposed to be a boxing match.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, early 80s. I think that was Rocky III.
Right.
Maybe.
And then
it was not Rocky III. That was my right. Maybe I'm getting those mixed up. No, wasn't Mr. T Rocky III? I think Mr. T was Rocky III. And Hulk Hogan was in the Mr. T one, I'm pretty sure.
Don't forget Mr. Nanny.
Clubber Lang, huh?
Mr. Nanny.
What's that?
That you don't remember Mr. Nanny?
No.
Now that was a 1993 American family comedy film starring professional wrestler Hulk Hogan. Maybe that one was a little past
Never saw that. What and something I didn't know, I heard
it was it flopped.
Jeff made reference to it today, that he got his nickname from being in Memphis during his time in Memphis, a show in Memphis. He had previously wrestled out of Alabama, where he's from, as a Boulder. That was his last name, or wrestled as Terry and Ed Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
He had Hogan and Leslie had done, and then they come to Memphis, and he's sitting beside Lou Ferrigno, who folks will remember was the star of The Incredible Hulk, and the host of the show, who I'm wondering who it was it like Lance? The host of the show commented about how Hulk was bigger than Lou Ferrigno. And so Mary Jarrett, backstage watching it, said, I'm going to start calling you the Hulk, Terry the Hulk Boulder. And there it was. There's a Memphis angle in every story. And the Hulk, even his name, rooted here in the end.
That is amazing.
According to Wikipedia.
I mean, there was a time where whoever it was, whether it was Hulk Hogan, whether it was The Rock, you pick your favorite wrestler, they spent time in the Memphis promotions, man. Like they spent time here. And the story is that Jerry Jarrett, who was, you know, the promoter for the Continental Wrestling Association at that time, you know, he saw Ed Leslie and Hulk Hogan wrestle, and he offered them $800 a week, okay, back in 1977. That's basically, if you adjust for inflation, that's basically $1 million a week in 2025, $800 in 1977. So Jerry Jarrett saw the vision. They were making $175 a week before that offer. So he basically quadrupled it, more than quadrupled it. And they left the territory and they spent their time, a lot of time in Memphis. And that's where, you know, he ultimately got the nickname, like you said, from.
I wonder if it was Lance Russell.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe there's a good chance it was Lance Russell, the host that was on. It says he appeared on a local talk show where he sat beside Lou Ferrigno. Now, maybe it wasn't necessarily the wrestling show.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a good chance it was.
I mean, it was him or Dave Brown.
Again, okay, local talk show, I'm figuring they could have been on one of the news news morning shows as opposed to Channel 5 Wrestling, though. You know what I mean? Like on a, maybe, but I when I first read that, I'm assuming, yes, Channel 5, it's him or Dave.
Right.
But, I mean, what, you know, if he was on with Kanji, you know, who whatever the
right
version equivalent of that would have been back then.
True.
You see what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
When it says local
talk, random person.
It could have been a morning show on another station to promote what they were doing. So I just, but I do. I wonder who the host was, because it's that host who should get the credit
right
for the nickname. That host pointed out, you're bigger than Lou Ferrigno, the guy you're sitting beside.
That's right. You and know, so he bogarted the name.
Yeah. So whoever, yeah, I'd like to know who that Memphis host was in this. Maybe we'll get it one day. It'll come out. But all, and then we had the Ozzie tie with him being in Memphis and arrested.
Yeah.
Here.
Did
we have a Memphis Malcolm Jamal Warner tie if we're going to bring them all home?
Yeah. He's sitting in that studio.
The man who loved his book the most is sitting in that studio, Theo and Me.
That's right.
And Brad, was the gist of that is that there was Theo and then there was Malcolm.
Yeah, the book was called Theo and Me, so it was about his life, and he was sort of an introspective look at handling being a teenager.
I think my question for you is, when we look at that name, Theo and Me, is that Theo and Brad Carson? Or is it Theo and the difference, the man, Malcolm Jamal Warner? You see what I'm saying there?
It's a fair question.
I looked at it through my own eyes, like, because I looked
you
up
and Theo.
I looked up brothers. I looked up to Theo Huxtable. I want everybody, that dude was cool as hell.
See, when Brad saw Theo and Me, it's Theo and Brad. You understand what I'm
saying?
Theo
and BC.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is it's interesting.
I'm wondering if the book, right, which is an awesome way to take that.
Sure.
Because that's how close you were to him.
I just, from the show, as a kid.
Yeah. You know, related to him.
I really did.
But I think. But I'm wondering if the way Malcolm wrote, there's Theo and then there's me, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
I thought that was the whole gist of it. It's like he's trying to separate.
But that play on words also brought in a whole generation of folk, didn't it?
Yes.
Who related to Malcolm as a brother.
As a brother.
Yes.
This is a white dude from
Theo
the Midwest.
And me. Yes.
Yes.
From the cornfields.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah. What do you call that? Double on, you know, on tundra? Is that, does that apply here? I don't know. I've never used that. Does that
double
apply
meaning
here?
There.
Yeah,
yeah,
double meaning.
Yeah. I don't think Hogan has a book like that for the brothers. I'll be honest.
No.
I think he had the opposite.
But, man, I see brothers all over Facebook saying, man, he was my hero.
Yeah.
So that's just what I'm saying. I mean, they're,
right.
You know, you know, it's like.
He was my hero back in the day.
He was as mainstream as it got.
I think Brad's got too many heroes. It needs to be one or the other. It needs to be either Hulk or
Malcolm
Jamal.
It was not Hulk. Let me promise you that. I was not into wrestling. I'm one of those weird.
Oh, I thought you were saying Hulk was your hero. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
No, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Theo and Brad.
Theo and Brad.
We were
Hulk
talking about
and
deaths
Brad.
This week. And by the way, that was our third if things happen in threes.
Not Terry. What's his real name?
Terry Bororia.
Not Terry.
Terry Bollea.
Not Terry, not Hulk and Brad. Theo and Brad.
Yeah, I hate doing this on the guy's death day. I was repulsed by Hulk Hogan. Conversely to Theo Huxtable, a.k.a. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Look, I can't blame you. I'm sorry, folks.
No, I mean, I know he was the biggest wrestler ever, which I think that's true, but it can also be true that he was a terrible person. And I know, and I'm with you. I forgive him, especially because he's apologized for some of that.
Well, we're obviously you won't be eulogizing him at the ceremony, but
it doesn't sound
at
like
the
it.
Service, but
no,
but again, I think it is part of, you know, a human life. Like it is part of especially a high profile human life. I mean,
like the third one would be we're talking about Black Sabbath and the passing of Ozzy Osbourne. I find Ozzy the middle ground there. Like Ozzy obviously wasn't a perfect human, but right. he kind of owned it a little bit, you know. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think by the end of it, you know, I mean, I think his last show he did was solely benefited charity.
Like he was, yeah,
he couldn't even stand.
He stayed off his meds to do that show. He was taking like couldn't Parkinson's medicine and stuff, and it raised like $150,000.
And it all goes to charity. Like that's an amazing lasting thing to do with your life.
I hate judging people this way and ranking them,
again. But, people are complicated, right? Like,
yeah.
When you know, I've certainly had these thoughts, right? Not to go there, but like when my pops passes,
right?
What a complicated feeling that's going to be for me, right? Like because of the nature of my relationship with my dad is very complicated. That is life. That is the adventure we're on as human beings, and we don't necessarily always get to decide those things for ourselves. In this case, we are saying, you know, either we forgive Hulk, we do not forgive Hulk. We do forgive Hulk, but we still hold it. You know, whatever. It's your choice, man. Right. It's your choice. It's your conscience. It's your life, you know, and your judgment. I'm more in that boat than that. I mean, I am. I think the things that he said were just absolutely terrible. And it's hard for me to believe that he could say that's not who he was because he didn't know he was being videoed, and it was literally in bed. I mean, I don't know what you know. You say to Faith, but you know,
I don't talk about white people.
Right, that's because you're not racist. I mean, that's why. So it makes sense. But like, you know, when me and Zan, you know, I don't remember what we were talking about last night. And I'm not saying we were doing it last night. That's really not y'all's business.
Yeah,
but
I'm not interested.
But we do
that.
Sleep together in the same bed.
I guarantee you're talking about the kids.
But we might be talking about the kids. We might be talking about other things. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be real in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. My truest opinion is gonna be in that moment. You know, I might hold back on something on the show. I might hold back if we're just kind of talking and passing the hallway.
Oh, you rarely hold back on the show.
But in the bed, you know,
right?
And you're getting everything.
You're getting the full John, huh?
Full, you know what I'm saying?
All covered up.
You know, so
with the lights off.
With the lights
off.
Butter love.
No, we don't have to necessarily be covered up, but the lights shall be off. We like the lights off. So y'all like the lights on. That's a preference. Anyway, Hulk Hogan paved the way. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. I mean, for whatever... his personal life, he paved the way for professional wrestling.
What did The Rock say?
I don't know if The Rock has said anything yet.
You talk about something that's complicated. Whatever he writes, maybe he feels like it's complicated. Right. He's going to have to say something.
Yeah.
Mm. Nothing yet, huh?
Not that I see.
I think that's going to be very interesting to see what The Rock says about him.
Yeah.
Because there are many who, again, will feel a weight to
no
point
statement
out.
Yet. Yeah. No. Hasn't made a statement yet.
And look, he'll have like a whole a whole Instagram. The Rock does it very well. He spaces out his socials, so it'll go like on Instagram first, and then about an hour later it'll come on Twitter, and then about an hour later it'll go on Facebook. Like he's very maybe an hour after that TikTok.
Do you think he would have thought about this ahead of time since we knew Hulk was kind of in some?
He might have. I'm sure whatever his thoughts are about Hulk, he's formed them.
Because he knows how complicated that sort of talk through this can be when you're talking about the Hulk and his legacy. There is certainly a legacy when it comes to wrestling, but there's also the man.
Yeah. And The Rock had, I want to say, at the time, like the biggest WrestleMania match ever with him.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think somebody sent me that earlier.
Yeah. It was, I think it was 2002. And, you know, listen, the match itself was bad because Hulk Hogan was like in his late 50s. But the buildup to it and the stage of it with freaking the best to have ever done it in Hulk Hogan and the best at that moment, and to me, the GOAT, but others will disagree, The Rock, it was just like, this. We don't see this.
It's 18.
The charisma.
WrestleMania 18.
Yeah. Some people, you know, believe it's one of the best sort of, you know, productions in the history of wrestling, and in many ways, I mean, JR was at his best. The King was at his best. I mean, you had the most charismatic professional wrestlers in the history of the business doing that. So, anyway, yeah, some people say that it was a perfect match. Maybe I'm underselling it. Maybe it was a great match. I got to go back and watch it. But you know, you had The Rock as a sort of a heel, and you know he was doing the ear thing. Like, I mean, it was The Rock in his absolute element. Okay. So I do think that The Rock has a soft spot for Hogan.
Oh, he's going to have to. That's why ultimately he's going to have to come down on the side of this guy did a lot for me.
Right.
In my career.
Because I do agree with your premise before the show, as we started the show, that there is no Rock without Hogan.
100%.
I mean, because Hogan was the build, right? 6'6", huge, charisma, get the crowd going. Yeah. That's what The Rock was. The Rock's that same guy, mm-hmm. you know? So I assume that he, you know, whether it was Vince or The Rock himself, they look at that as the mold, you know? Now, I think The Rock, I hold him higher than Hogan in terms of professional wrestling. Others don't because they hold The Rock's longevity against him. You know, I don't know where you come down on that. He only wrestled for about 5 years full time in the WWE.
Yeah. Hulk, know? Way bigger.
But The
way
Rock.
Way bigger.
But who was the best at their peak? It was no question of it. It's just The Rock went on to other things. He went on to SNL. He went on to acting, as you know. He's in the Fighting Machine movie.
Yeah, he was too busy. He was too busy to actually commit to wrestling like Hulk was committed. His life was about wrestling. Well, not the Rock.
The Rock had offers. The Rock had financial offers to do that.
You're a football player. You came over.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was.
You're trying to go to the NFL.
Well, he well,
was
no,
Terry
after,
trying to go to the league?
That was after he all these guys flunked out of the NFL, like Bill Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, The Rock.
Is there anything about Terry flunking out of
the
league?
I don't think so. I don't
or was
so.
Wrestling always his calling?
He was too damn slow. That leg drop took about 10 minutes to hit.
That's my thing. If we're talking about tacticians, Hulk was not that.
No, he wasn't.
That leg drop is about it.
I mean, again, you could.
We weren't even coming off the top ropes, I don't remember.
No, they were.
Just throw them folks into the comeback clothesline, and then we're going to finish them off with a leg drop.
And it took about, again, 5 minutes to get.
Do that stupid test of strength, and like that's wearing somebody down. That always started everything off.
Wrestling used to be terrible. It really did.
Right? The test of strength with the hands and the. It's like you're playing Mercy. Back, we used to call
and
it
then,
Mercy.
And then, like, the, like you get it behind his back, yeah. And then you eventually twist it behind his back. And, like,
and you really grind it on that headlock. Yeah. The Rock, yes, as a wrestler, he's, you know, he was flying.
He was
a little bit more athletic.
He had
been a football player.
Yeah.
But my guy was committed to the wrestling is what I feel
like. No, you're right,
Rock,
he was.
The Hulk Hogan, that's why I have to give him the wrestling.
The steroids obviously helped a little bit.
Everybody, right? That's like baseball.
Of all these cats,
people accuse The Rock of juicing. Like,
Of course he's juicing.
The whole thing was juice.
My man David Caffey always accuses The Rock of juicing. You know, he tries to get under my skin. Maybe he did, although The Rock was pretty lean there for a while.
I'm getting information. He was a musician in Tampa. I have no idea if it's true, but no football background again.
Yeah.
Music was his dream at first, and then wrestling.
No, it was.
Rocks was to be on top of the world as.
And he is.
I don't know, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he is. He did that.
It's true. Hulk paved the way, though.
Hulk paved the way. There's no doubt. So I do think he will have a. I think The Rock will have a full Instagram video for Hulk Hogan. That is. And I honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll speak at the funeral. That would be my guess. I mean, I think.
The world will expect him to.
Yeah, because of, you know, but maybe he won't. I mean, I'm not going to judge him if he doesn't, but I feel like that. I feel like he's that important to, because The Rock is a shareholder in TKO Holdings, which is over the WWE now.
Okay.
So his involvement with the WWE is much more so than before. I mean, he's a big time. He might be a board member of TKO Holdings. So
didn't he pick up Andre the Giant too?
Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he suplexed him or something.
Mm-hmm. Body slammed him or something.
Yeah. 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 So
and at that time, like that nobody
like,
had
never
done,
seen anything
nobody
like
had
this.
Done that. Yeah.
Now, I mean, we weren't.
No, I was a kid on that one.
No, it's true. Like we, as a society, it did not take much to impress us in the 80s. We didn't know.
Picking up Andre the Giant felt huge.
No, it felt like
it did back then. I don't think he was getting picked up.
Invention of fire, essentially, is a man this size should not be picked up by anybody. And now, people used to pick Big Show up all the time.
Right.
You know, like we became less impressed with that in the 2000s.
That's true.
You know, now we need like the Hardy Boys jumping off a damn 50-foot ladders like to get us going again. Now the Hardy Boys were crazy. Yeah, Shane McMahon jumping off top of the cage.
Oh, it changed everything.
I mean, that's what it has to be now. Hulk Hogan wasn't doing that. Remember Mankind? Mankind was getting thrown off the Hell in the Cell onto the damn tacks. Now Hulk wasn't doing that. All right, he was doing that little slow ass leg drop. But we loved
that
it.
Slow leg drop opened the door for your old crazy self.
We loved
all y'all glass eating fools.
Oh, anyway, yeah, Hulk's gone at 71. His impact on wrestling, obviously, undeniable, and will be felt for generations to come.
Justin Fields is okay. Somebody tell Mike Greenberg the man acted, and again, he was getting the information as it came in. And at one point, Justin Fields was being carted off the field. However, it is just a toe injury. Jets fans, Those hoping that Aaron Glenn in his first year, the former Detroit Lions defensive coordinator, has come over to the Jets to save them now as their head coach. More importantly, they've moved out of the Aaron Rodgers era. They're on to Justin Fields, signed him for a couple of years, and he went down and practiced today. Their first, I think, actually getting on the field. Goes down with a right toe injury. At the time, they were saying leg injury, and that's why, in Greeny's defense, he had stopped all of Get Up to talk about what could be happening here with the Jets season already. First day, he's obviously a Jets fan. That's how serious it looked at one point as he's being carted off. That said, he was able to get up off the cart, walk off, which was giving folks hope then that it wasn't season ending and maybe not a leg. And we get the news from, I think it was Aaron Glenn that delivered it, that it's a right toe injury, not significant enough. He's expected to still be ready for week one. So it doesn't have to change whatever those hopes for the Jets are. And that's the division's relatively interesting because you've got obviously Buffalo at the top of it, but a lot of people expecting the Patriots to sort of start to show some competence, some real, I don't know, an upward trajectory now. You got Mike Vrabel in there. Remember, Mike Vrabel always did more with less with the Tennessee Titans. And so now you got a, you know, you got a few things around Drake May, and there's a possibility that team is on the rise. Miami Dolphins, you know, are a team that feels like a rudderless ship right now to me. That's to me. It doesn't seem like it's a system, an offensive system that's proven it could work in the playoffs and deep when weather changes and everything else.
Yeah.
And until I see Tua, you know, doing that, winning games in the cold and in the playoffs and everything else, I'm just not sure that that's anything that you can bank on. I once thought Miami was a, you know, a rising organization, one that would soon challenge the Bills for that division, and they missed their opportunity, it feels like.
Did you
and
see,
I don't
by
think
the
they
way,
get any closer
not
this
to cut
year.
You off, did no. you see the Tua stuff?
Yes, because, and I thought he handled it well, they're right. You don't get to be Tyreek Hill and having basically demanded a trade right after the season. You don't get to be him and come right back in the Dolphins locker room the next season and think everything's going to be okay with your brothers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Think everything's cool. You can't walk to the locker room and be like, what's up, bro? Hey, you ready for another big one? After you were asking up out of here to end the year last year. And maybe for some of us, we didn't see you since then, since the last game. Maybe you kept, you know, you stayed away from most, you know, I'm sure there were team members that he saw and talked about and put that to bed with. But to most of that team, you got to answer to that. And so for Tua to be out, I thought he handled it the right way because your quarterback's going to get asked about it as the leader. And I thought it was real deal, man. That's a locker room that, you know, you got a guy that acted like he didn't want to be there. Now you're bringing him back in. It's just another reason to me why, you know, I don't think this Dolphins, at least under Mike McDaniel, I don't think they're going anywhere.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. Like, they feel like a team that will scheme their way to 7, 8, 9 wins a year, and maybe they get into the playoffs, and then, you know, when it becomes about defense and physical football and weather, they're just going to shrink up.
Right. That's where the Jets could pass them. Possibly, yeah. But Aaron Glenn's got a lot to do because that thing's been pretty much run into the ground, having tried to acquiesce, do everything that Aaron wanted you to do to make it a contender. You know, maybe they're a squad that can be, you know, fight for second or in the division with the Patriots. But I think the Jets and Miami are sort of, to me, making up the back end of the AFC East there. And Justin Fields, well, can help you do that. If you don't have him, then whatever you're trying to do there in that AFC East ain't gonna be too easy. Hopefully, you know, a third place finish, whatever it's gonna be, you can get that now if Justin Fields gonna be okay. It looks like it will be.
Real quick here, Caitlin Clark, something is weird with this. I don't know exactly like what the diagnosis is, but she has been out. Right, she didn't participate in the All-Star weekend, despite the fact that it was in Indianapolis. She was hosting it. And the Indiana Fever announced about 20 minutes ago that Caitlin Clark underwent further medical evaluations earlier this week, which confirmed that no additional injuries or damage were discovered. She will continue working with the medical team on her recovery and rehabilitation with the priority on her long-term health and well-being. There is no timetable available for her return. So she has missed multiple games this year, right? Multiple weeks, it feels like. She got hurt again. She came back and got hurt again on July the 15th. And, you know, I just remember at this time last year, Jason, it was the world of Caitlin Clark. It was like every single day, every way we turned around in July and August and et cetera, it was all about Caitlin Clark. And it feels like this year, she's just been a different player. Now, maybe I'm not watching as closely, but she went from averaging 19 a game, shooting 42% from the field and 34% from three to now averaging 16.5 points a game on 37% shooting from the field and 28% shooting from
3. She's only played 13 games this year. She played 40 last year. Feels like she won't come close to that mark this year. Her minutes are down. Her points are down. Her free throw percentage is down. I'm just wondering if, you know, again, we held her up so high after that rookie year. I just wonder, maybe, is this an injury that we're seeing that she can't, you know, run away from? Is this maybe a league adjusting to her? But, like, I expected her to come back even better. I expected better, and she's gotten worse, it feels like. Is this just a sophomore slump for her, or do you think maybe we're going to look back and we're going to say we put too much on her too early as a player?
Oh, no, I don't. I would go. I know you said the report is doctors didn't find anything additional. I don't think we have a fully healthy person here.
Yeah.
Until we do, I don't think you can make a judgment that she's taking a step back. League will adjust. I mean, that's one thing you see.
Yep.
You know, league, you come in as a rookie, you can do one thing. League's got tape on you. League knows what you like to do, and so can have a little bit better feel on you. But I think this is about her health.
Yeah.
And about needing to get right. Now, don't ask me, you know, how deep it goes, but this is a woman who is clearly, when fully healthy,
right,
she's got a swag to her, just sets her apart.
Yeah.
That swag's been gone.
Right.
And I think part of it is not feeling like you're 100%.
Yeah.
I'm sure most of them, we always say it in sports, once that season starts, no one's 100%.
Right.
But she is clearly bothered by something that I'm not sure we totally know what it is yet.
So, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm going to lean towards.
And I guess a groin is kind of tricky, right?
Like, it can be. And it's been maybe even more so for a woman. I don't know. I mean, again, it's a different body. They got different things going on.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, groin muscle can be ultimately the same as a man's, but
right,
you know, how your health affects your mental state, your
right.
mindset.
Exactly.
Remember, she's somebody who's used to dominating.
Yep.
And so now if you can't do everything that you're used to doing. Well, how are you down about that? Are you depressed? You know, dealing with that injury. You know, not everybody's built the same. Whether, you know, mentally in terms of dealing with injury, not everybody's built the same physically. So you know, not being right, this might be the first time in her career. And so, you know what I mean? And so she's having a more difficult time dealing with it or recuperating. Maybe she came back too soon, you know, because she has been, you know, trying to get back from this and ramping the minutes up. So I would lean towards let's wait till we've got, you know, till we think she's fully healthy. She's been at it pretty hard here. The only break she got was in between the seasons, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, then she's right back to it. And I know, but that was most of those women, or a lot of them, but. No, man, you need to get healthy first.
Yeah, well, you know.
Maybe they rushed her back.
Maybe this is just the natural progression of things where Angel becomes the face of the Dub, you know?
Well, we're one of the faces.
And
McDonald's.
The face.
McDonald's gave us we had the combo.
I mean, because, you know.
And I'm just messing around.
I
need to get out of that mess pitting them. That's part of the problem.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to bring another
problem
one in.
Problem of us.
I do think, like, you know, Nafisa Collier is a great player, but she ain't the face of the W.
Oh,
like,
boy.
She ain't, you know.
Did she, was that our all-star? Didn't she win MVP?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. But she can't be, like, it's Angel or Caitlin. Like, it's going
to
be.
Who are you to say she can't be?
Because she just can't
you
be.
You telling me the Vegas?
She doesn't have, like, the personality. She just doesn't have, you know, off the court. Like, you don't know, like, you don't know anything about her. You
Brittany
know?
Griner, my face. So I don't know what y'all talking about. And Brittany Griner been my
face. The WNBA?
Yeah. I mean, she's okay. Brittany Griner dunk. I've been watching WNBA a long time, and that's been my face. Did you see her interview with Cam?
Cam Newton?
Yes, bro.
No, I didn't see that one. Was it eliminating?
What the Russians.
Oh, I can only imagine. The experiment.
What them guards wanted. Fascinating interview.
Well, we got her back.
Yeah.
That's
my face.
And it does seem like she's grateful for that, by the way. She seems happier. She has a new lease on life. I'm serious.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, hell yeah. But
look what your country did for you.
Every time, like before, she'd kind of always looked a little grumpy. But now every time you see her, she's like lit up. She's happy. She's smiling, you know.
It's like a weed pen.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
The freaking country came to your rescue.
She was a political prisoner for sure. I mean, she technically did something illegal, but it was like, this was like when the Ukraine war was just starting. So she was held, you know, as a political prisoner, you know, by the Russians. So, yeah, that's a face. That is a face.
She said the Russian guard was about to throw her into the men's side.
Damn, that's crazy.
And laughed, you know, all evil and all, because he knew she's a woman.
Right.
But they were going to torture her like that and throw her on the men's side just because they could. And then one of the other guards stopped them and
at least you know, there's a, and there's put her on the women's side.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it could have gotten a lot uglier than that.
No doubt.
Obviously. I mean, you're not even in your own country anymore.
Right. No, that's
scary. We know how prisons can be as is, you know, just even over here. So, yeah, I mean, you just had no rights being back there. But anyway, yeah, she's my face of the league.
I respect that.
And you know, Angel.
Hopefully, my face will get back soon.
Angel and Caitlin can come get this from the champ, from the the belt holder.
And
Griner.
Who does she play for?
Didn't girl Griner dunked? Who Griner?
Yeah.
Your face.
In the
not
league.
Phoenix anymore.
Yeah.
Am I right about
that's
that?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, I'm right there with Shane then.
All right. You're right.
Yeah. We're still in the league, right?
Yeah. She played last night against Phoenix at the Atlanta Dream. That's all right.
I knew that.
You were
I
half,
knew that before.
We'll give you
I
half
saw
credit.
That before the season.
No, it's not about who she plays for. It's about
really not just that she's
what
still
she
the
represents.
Face.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that. But hopefully Thank my you. Face will get back here soon, and we can get back to business in the WNBA. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Anthony Sangin and Jordan's at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to finish?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WSBN. America Media Day. Are going on as we speak. I think getting underway, so I assume at some points today.
Charlotte Convention Center, I believe.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is quite a place.
Yeah. I did find out, funny enough, that Field of 68 is going to be doing American Basketball Media Days in Birmingham this year, and which is new for them. They're being compensated to be there, and they asked me to come down. I said, oh, I'll come down. But I'm not leaving until I commit arson. That's a joke. Please don't take that seriously. They asked me to come down. I'm like, bro, I don't think I'm welcome. I don't think I'm welcome at the AAC Media Days for basketball.
No, you'll help legitimize it.
Yeah, no question.
You and Field of 72.
It's just 68 for now. Now, it could be different by the time. I mean, that's true.
You and Field of 68's presence will legitimize it.
I think there is no doubt about that.
Because other than Memphis, what's the point?
That's what they do. They do it very smartly. They get these conferences to pay them to come out there and do exactly what you said, which is legitimize.
That's interesting. They pay Field of 68 to come out.
Yeah. They got
Never heard of such a thing.
Because otherwise, they'd just ignore it. Right? They would just they would literally just ignore it.
Yes.
And so this way, you don't, because you do the whole day. I mean, you're there the whole day. They've done it for like, you know, I want to say the Mountain West, maybe they've done. They've done, you know, 8-10 other smaller leagues. And look, it's brutal because it's like you have to pretend that, like, you know, hey, you're bringing back four of your top five scorers.
Bro, tell me about Tulsa's returnees.
100%. 100%. And that's what I don't want to do. Like, I don't want to be there.
You are the Field of 68 rep for the American, for SOAR.
I reject that.
Because you live
position.
In Memphis. You have to be.
I reject that.
You inherit you inherit it geographically.
I just do. No,
you're in the middle of American country.
I'm SEC, bro. I'm their SEC rep. I'm in the middle of the SEC country. I got Ole Miss. I got Mississippi State, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee. Alabama's not that.
That's far. What you want to be. You ain't writing columns on them. You're writing columns on Memphis.
Well, you know, I mean, I would write it.
You just said we got to get up out of here. That's what you just wrote a column. You weren't writing a column about Florida State. What it's got
to
do?
Well, I mean, I will if somebody wants to, you know, give me that job.
Okay.
I'll happily write about the SEC.
I'm gonna talk to as bad as you talk about American basketball, to have you there having to host the damn thing. Wow. I'd be interested to see how you covered it. You'd have to do an about face in terms of your.
That's what I'm saying.
The appearance of respect for something that you clearly have none for.
I think that's a tough.
And you would have to come off professional when interviewing the Tulsa coach.
Oh, it really.
Like you give a damn.
How about me and Tim Pernetti? How about me and Tim Pernetti having a little, you know.
Yeah, when he's out telling you about everything they did to further legitimize themselves,
and I have to sit
as
here
the best conference in America.
Like it's real.
Yeah, let's talk about SOAR. And then,
oh, my God.
You'll be smiling. He'll be smiling. Except yours will be fake.
I'm going to kick him in the balls. That's my first chance.
Mm.
It's my mission to kick SOAR in the balls.
They can't send you. You can't do it.
I don't think I can do it, honestly.
Set too many things.
Not because I can't be professional. I can 100% be professional, but I don't want to do it.
Did you say this hell to the no?
That's what it sounded like you said. It sounded like you turned down the assignment.
Well, like, because it's just, I don't want to peel back the curtain too much, but, you know, they're like, you know, we want to be able to talk to Penny, and, like, if we have a Memphis guy there, I think we have a better chance of getting him. I'm like, I don't know if you will if it's me, but. I guess I understand what you're saying. Because there's no other reason to go. Like, if you want to talk to Penny, you don't want to talk to Brian Hodgson. You don't want to talk to him?
No.
I was literally trying to place another name.
Yeah, can you think of any?
It's
hard.
Can you name a third one?
No.
A third American coach?
Yeah.
Andy Kennedy.
Oh, good job,
Andy Kennedy.
That's a good
Andy
UAB.
Kennedy. In your face.
Way to go. Way to go.
Let's keep this game going.
Yeah, who else can we name?
No, John's going to beat me because he covers college basketball for Field of 68. He's going to know some more American coach. Who's that dude looks with the nose and temple?
Adam Fisher. I know him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to name him.
I like him.
You can't play this game with John. He's going to win every time.
No, I'm not. I think
I'm happy I got
mine. I don't think I can name him. I don't think I can name another one.
Hmm.
Oh, Paul Mills at Wichita State.
I was going to say, we can get the
Who's
Wichita
at North
State
Texas coach. Now? Didn't they hire? They hired Samford?
No, that's Texas A&M.
Oh, that's A&M.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier this week. Like, A&M has to hire the Samford coach. I honestly have no idea who the North Texas coach is. It was Ross Hodge.
Right.
Yeah.
Before that, it was Grant McCaslin.
Man.
Who's coach at Tulsa?
Hmm.
Oh, that's Conkle.
See, he knows.
I know
he
Conkle.
Knows him. He knows him.
He'll tell you. He doesn't. He respects.
I don't respect
the American.
Anybody. I don't respect anybody or anything about.
And what's the name of the mascot of the American? I bet you know that too.
Well, I know it now because they just announced it.
That's right.
What is?
You're the man for the job.
I know.
Of course, we know Ron Hunter.
I know it's a felony to write Ron Hunter.
Yes, we put some respect on American basketball.
Everybody knows Ron
Hunter. I know it's a felony to shoot an eagle down. What is the crime for kicking the eagle in the ball?
Balls. They don't have balls though. You have to put a sack on them.
I will do it, and then I'll kick him right in it.
Sack. Okay.
All right. Where's he? Kick him in the ball. That's my plan for 2025. People are like, what are your career goals? I want to kick the AAC's mascot in the nuts. That's what I want to do.
Oh, okay, this was about Charlotte.
Thank you.
In football media days, You know, you can't keep putting basketball first the way you do.
That's right. I mean, that's I'm never going
to
be.
We're trying to have a segment.
Here we go.
About Memphis football.
Right.
And Memphis football media days.
Yep.
And you just keep bringing it back.
Jeff asked an interesting question on his show. Which program is in better shape? I think that's how he framed it. Or which
is
program?
Is that the way he framed it?
Yeah, that's a good question. It was the poll. I'll retweet it here.
He said, which program is in a better current state?
Yeah.
Okay. That's different.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Better current state?
Well, the answer should be Memphis football. It should be Memphis football, but I don't think it is Memphis football.
Can it be dead even?
Well, Memphis football doesn't win its conference.
Yeah.
It doesn't even finish top two in its conference. So how can we say that Memphis football is in a better current state when the on-field results are worse than Memphis basketball's on-court results? But then you start getting into playoff, money, things like that. You know, I think the case can start to be built for Memphis football. But I think if you're just going to take like results, I think you'd have to say, you know, Memphis basketball.
They've had less problems with the football team.
If you mean off the field, yes.
Yeah.
But we don't care about that anymore in 2025. You know, this is just about the sports now. We don't care if you go. We don't care what your GPA is. We don't care if you go to class. We don't care about any of that. So I think the answer is it's close, but I think the answer is Memphis basketball.
Yeah, football has got more, it feels like, to take it higher. In terms of the resources, what's being committed to it now, last year, everybody's looking at you as the belle of the ball in terms of what you're spending on football. Ask Jeff Traylor again. And so for those reasons, you say, yeah, they're pretty set. They should be right there at the top every year.
Yeah.
But I would also say, how can we sit up here and put that above? You know, Ryan was picked first last year. They finished fourth. How's that? You're not maximizing what you have. John just said, you hadn't even made a championship game. So how's that maximizing what you have? Whereas last year, Penny's winning the conference title. He's regular season, doing what he's supposed to do, getting a 5-season. And, yes, he left the, you know, NCAA tournament, Sweet 16. You know, those are the higher and loftier goals. First one's winning your conference. Ryan, and he made the championship game. Yeah, I can look at all the resources he has and say they're in good shape. But with that head coach, I don't know if they're ever going to meet the most basic of goals, which is to win your conference. And he made the game. So yes. I have a hard time putting that it's in a healthier state when it's not meeting the mark in a way that basketball right now is.
Right.
In terms of taking care of business first, which is winning your conference, right?
Yep.
Win your home. You know, win your neighborhood. You got the nicest home in
the
neighborhood.
Right. That's right.
So you should be right there at the top, number one, every year, as far as I'm concerned.
If you just say, all right, which program, like, if you change the question and you just said, let's just take coaches out of it, let's take whoever's leading the program out of it, which program is in better position to be successful, the answer would be Memphis football.
It's football all day.
Yeah.
It is. And here's the other part of that. We have these national championship expirations, certainly Sweet 16 those kinds of expectations for basketball we always have, right? They may not, you might not be able to meet them at some point here soon because of the price it's going to cost to get you there.
They haven't.
You know, that the price of everything is going to cost in basketball, whereas in football, you know, you've got this shot now, a clear path to the college football playoff. And what that would represent for Memphis football is absolutely huge in terms of branding and everything else. So there's just a lot of reasons to believe, yes, Memphis football better off in terms of resources right now that it's got, but I don't know that you got the right coach to take advantage of. I hope you do. I hope you do.
Yeah. No, exactly. So I think, but again, you asked, that's not the question that was asked. The question
was, wording's important.
Which is in a better current state. Memphis is coming off a year. I think this is good for people to like remember and not forget and not take for granted. Memphis is coming off of a year where it had its best NCAA tournament seed in 16 years.
Right.
As a 5-seed. They went 10-3 in the non-conference. They won the American regular season. They won the American tournament. Memphis football hasn't won its conference since 2019. I mean, for whatever you want to say. I mean, they actually finished sub 500 one of those years in the American. So, again, if you want to tell me, like, just on potential, like, which program has more potential, it would be Memphis football. because of all the things, you know, brand new stadium, it's football generally, you know, et cetera. But like, who's actually doing it? Who's actually out there doing it? And the football people will
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89¢. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.